This important podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store, offering a wide selection of prepping and survival products, including nutritional solutions and storable certified organic superfoods. Check out our full selection at healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. Thank you for your support. You're probably familiar with the term open source software. That's software where the code is released publicly so that anyone can use the code, anyone can deploy the software. What if I told you that the coronavirus is now an open source biological weapon? That's what it is. Not a lot of people are thinking clearly about this yet, so I will explain here in this podcast why it's now an open source bioweapon that threatens all of humanity. You see, the reason you don't release bioweapons on purpose, except perhaps in a last-ditch self-defense effort, some kind of global war, the reason you don't release it is because the minute you do, your enemy has the code, because the virus itself is the code. The virus contains its own code, the RNA and DNA fragments, whatever outer shell proteins might be protecting that payload. If the virus is out, the code is out. And what this means in a practical sense is that any nation in the world can now acquire the virus and they can replicate it and they can have their own weapon because it's open source. So, in other words, this coronavirus pandemic that was, according to my best analysis, accidentally released in China, but it was deliberately engineered in China as a weapon system, a weapon against humanity. In fact, new evidence has come out showing that it looks like HIV DNA sequences were engineered into this coronavirus strain. It's called the novel coronavirus, or the Wuhan pneumonia viral strain. This is very unusual. It has stealth virus characteristics, long incubation times, symptomless carriers. It's infectious during the incubation period. It can bypass airport screening. And yet the payload is quite devastating. It can kill people, causing them to drop dead in the streets. And it has a kill rate as high as 15%, according to studies in The Lancet. But maybe the actual kill rate is lower than that, or maybe it will mutate to become even higher. It's hard to say. But it's clearly a weapon system. And since it's been released, you can bet that every nation in the world is now working hard to send somebody to China to get a sample of that coronavirus, because once they have a sample, and that's as easy as just getting somebody infected and having them come back home, by the way. So if you're Iran, let's just theoretically say Iran would be interested in this. Of course they are. They want to build nuclear weapons. You think they don't want biological weapons too? So Iran is no doubt sending people to China, probably North Korea as well and other countries, you know, Russia, no doubt, sending people to China. Well, heck, if you're Russia, you already have infections in Russia, so you've already got the sample anyway. But they're sending people there to get the sample, and then they're taking those samples home to their own virology labs where they are replicating them, growing, you know, samples of this coronavirus, sticking some in the freezer for a future date, you know, a future deployment. And then they're having their scientists study this virus and perhaps start to tweak it even more, to weaponize it even more. So you see, what China actually did with this virus is they not only released an open source bioweapon, they just saved every other country in the world 20 years of research. They just gave Iran a head start at building a bioweapon that's even worse. They just gave North Korea a head start. You see what I'm saying? And the media is not talking about this at all. I think it's because the media is run by just incredibly stupid talking heads and bimbos, and, you know, male bimbos and female bimbos both, who are puppets. All they do is read teleprompters. They're incapable of thinking, and they certainly don't understand science or virology or epidemiology, right? So they're morons. They can't think ahead about this. And they're all assuming something that's blatantly false. In fact, most people are assuming this. Maybe you've been assuming this too. People assume that everybody in the world wants to get rid of this virus. That is a false assumption. It's not true. Not everybody in the world wants to get rid of this virus. Some people, like Iran's bioweapons military wing, they want to keep this sucker alive. They want to work with it. They want to improve it. Same thing with, you know, Russia, North Korea, and many smaller nations, India, for example, maybe Pakistan. Heck, there's already a nuclear escalation potential between India and Pakistan. You think they don't want biological weapons too? Of course they do. Of course they do. I mean, heck, there are even, you know, virology labs in Taiwan, and there's research in Japan, and there's research in Korea right now. Everybody's going to want to get this virus. They won't tell you publicly, but privately, that's what they want. Now, the other thing that has been made possible because of this is not only has every nation in the world now probably acquired this bioweapon, or every technologically advanced nation has acquired this bioweapon, but now they can release this bioweapon without getting blamed. You see, when it comes to global strategies for military dominance, what countries don't want is weapons that can be traced back to them. So if you were to, for example, launch a nuclear weapon, an ICBM from North Korea, and nuke, let's say, Seattle, which apparently they can do, I believe they have the technology, or if not, it's very close. The problem with that from North Korea's point of view is that the launch of the ICBM would be traced back to North Korea. You can't hide it. And then the United States submarine commanders would nuke the crap out of North Korea, or whatever the response would be. So it's kind of suicide to launch a weapon of mass destruction if the origin of that can be traced back to you. But with coronavirus, the origin can never be traced back to you because it's already out there. So now if Iran, for example, which hates America and is the avowed sworn enemy of America, except when Obama was president, because of course he was working with them, but that's a totally different podcast. But Iran hates Trump for sure. They hate America. Suppose Iran takes this coronavirus right now, sends somebody over and just starts drooling all over the handrails in the New York City subway system or the Washington, D.C. subway system or the Boston subway system. You get the idea. It can't be traced back to Iran. In fact, it would look like the United States failed to contain an outbreak, especially since there's already been passengers flying into Boston from China. We've done a story talking about how at least one person was caught with coronavirus thanks to the screening efforts, but we don't know how many weren't caught. So if Iran were to theoretically release coronavirus in Boston, people would blame Trump. They would blame the CDC. They would blame the government, right? And that's exactly what Iran would wish to accomplish. You see, it can't be traced back to Iran because they didn't build it. All they did was harvest it and re-release it. And this is a threat that people are not even considering yet. Even if the whole world gets this current outbreak under control, you're making a false assumption that everybody wants it under control. There are nations in this world that would love to have it out of control in other enemy nations, their strategic competitors' nations, you know, like Iran or North Korea. North Korea gets its hands on this. You think North Korea wouldn't want to release this in Los Angeles or Miami? Of course they would. So let's not pretend that we're all going to work together and hold hands and sing Kumbaya and defeat this evil virus on a global scale because we're all brothers and sisters living in a world of compassionate, intelligent, rational human beings. That's not the case. It's an evil world. I should say that the human component is evil, and there are countries that want to destroy us. And by the way, China is one of them. And the thing that's fascinating about this is that China, it looks like, accidentally released this weapon in their own backyard, causing things to happen in China that they probably long-term intended to happen in America. Because guess where they were planning to release this bioweapon in the future? Most likely, America. America is the top strategic enemy of China. And we're engaged in a trade war, and there's a currency war, and there's a debt war, and there's even a buildup of military might by both sides. Trump is funding the U.S. military like never before. China's building aircraft carrier factories so they can churn out huge numbers of aircraft carriers in the years ahead. China is also escalating cyber warfare potential against the United States. And China has sent thousands and thousands of spies into the United States to penetrate and influence universities and trade organizations. And they send spies into trade shows in Las Vegas to gather intelligence on all the things that American companies are producing. And then they steal the intellectual property. They pirate everything. And then they sell it all on Amazon and get free shipping from China because there's some kind of weird subsidy from the U.S. Postal Service to Jeff Bezos, where Chinese manufacturers pay less for shipping than a U.S. company shipping in the United States. Did you know that? It's insane. But China has infiltrated and in many ways taken over all kinds of sectors of the United States of America, including elements of Congress. They've taken over Senator Feinstein's office in California and many other things. It's too much to go into. But they want America to be killed. And that's probably what this weapon was being designed for, but it was released accidentally. So the sort of whiplash effect on this, the boomerang effect, is that China is now dealing with upcoming, you know, devastating economic consequences, perhaps a threat to its own continuity of government as the quarantined people, over 56 million, start to die, start to get angry, start to revolt. They run out of food and water, medicine, fuel, lots of things. It's the kind of chaos that China probably wishes it could cause in the United States. That's what this weapon was designed for. Kill people without a trace, to be transmitted without symptoms, so that they can infect their own human weapons and send them through U.S. airports without them being detected. And then they could infect cities like Boston, Seattle, Los Angeles, Houston, Chicago, Miami, and so on. Phoenix, who knows? The bigger problem in all of this, though, is that now everybody is in trouble because the virus is out. It's now an open source bioweapon. Anybody can acquire it. And need I remind you that I sounded the alarm over this 8 years ago in 2012 with a meme called Stop Out of Control Science, where I specifically talked about bioweapons as being self-replicating weapon systems that scientists are working on all around the world, and it's dangerous. Genetic engineering, the biological weapons, super dangerous. I said we have to stop it. Of course, no one listened, and I was banned. I was banned everywhere. Now, the weapon has been dropped. Now we're starting to see just the very beginning of what this can do to the human race. I warned humanity. Humanity didn't want to listen. People were too busy drinking lattes and watching the Super Bowl or something. They didn't want to hear the truth about self-replicating biological weapon systems, because it's a disturbing truth when you hear the full story, as I'm explaining here. And I have to mention something else. CRISPR gene editing technology, CRISPR. CRISPR. What it means is that even third world nations or determined people with low budgets, like, I don't know, a few, maybe less than $100,000, they can now acquire the coronavirus, and using CRISPR gene editing techniques, which are published open source all over the internet from universities like MIT and Harvard and Yale and those kinds of universities. They publish all the papers of how to do this. You don't even need high-end, expensive gene editing equipment anymore. You can use CRISPR, and you can edit the genetics of viruses. You can build your own bioweapons like a do-it-yourself project in your basement, I suppose, if you wish, or some determined third-world country that isn't even very technologically sophisticated can also accomplish this, such as North Korea. So they can now take this open-source coronavirus, and they can make it way more deadly, or they can make it more infectious, or they can make it both more infectious and more deadly, or whatever. They can produce 1,000 different variants of it and just release them all and see what works best. Who knows? Mad scientists everywhere are rejoicing now that this has been released because China couldn't contain it in their bioweapons laboratories. So you see, the world is in trouble from this day forward. is not just, can we cooperate and beat this thing together? That's not even the question. The question is, can we survive the intentional deployment of this as a biological weapon system that is at some future date deployed against America deliberately by the enemies of America, such as Iran? See, warfare in the modern times doesn't have to involve tanks and planes and bombs. It can just be little snippets of DNA, little RNA code fragments that are released into the wild in a shopping center or a movie theater. They don't have to have a mass shooting to kill a bunch of Americans. They just have to have a mass release of something that's already out there. You know, think about this. Some of the containment strategies that are being used right now rely on people to voluntarily submit themselves to screening or medical testing. You know, the CDC will tell people, if you show symptoms, if you have a fever, if you've recently visited China, please raise your hand and report yourself to your nearest doctor or hospital or quarantine clinic. And they're relying on people to voluntarily do that. So it's a voluntary self-reporting system. What if the people carrying it want to carry it and don't choose to volunteer for the screening because they are, in fact, on a suicide mission? Human weapons, radical Islamic extremists, right now they are willing to blow themselves up with, you know, high explosives wrapped around their chest because they're told they're going to get, how many virgins is it? How many? Like 79 virgins. I don't know the number. 99 virgins? Or is that bottles of beer on the wall? I don't, it's one of those. Maybe it's virgins or beer or something, but they think they're going to get that if they blow themselves up. How many virgins will they get if they infect themselves with a virus and walk right into, let's say, New York City and then grow the virus inside their body for 7 or 8 days and then run around the city infecting everybody? You'd probably get like 1,000 virgins for that. That's like a bonus round for the radical Islamic, you know, virgin quest participants, the viral kamikaze artists. They get like triple virgins or whatever. I don't know. I don't know how that system works. but in any case, we already know that they can bypass airport screening even when they're infected. How do we know this? Well, the news out of Canada just the other day, 20-year-old student from China, a female, flew back from the Wuhan region to the university she's attending in Canada. This was reported in the South China Morning Post. She went to Toronto from Wuhan. Female student, I'm reading from the story now. She was asymptomatic. She reported to the hospital where she tested negative for the coronavirus. But then a second test at the Canadian, the National Microbiology Laboratory in Winnipeg, Manitoba, confirmed that she was positive. So at first, you test negative because you don't have enough viral load in your blood or in your saliva to flag the test. But then over time, as you grow more virus in your body, then you test positive, you see. So what this means is that any nation can now just line up a bunch of volunteers, like radical Islamic terrorists, looking for bonus round of virgins, and just be deliberately infected, put them on a plane right then, that day, like inject them, put them on a plane. They're not going to test positive yet. It's going to take, you know, 7, 8, 9, 10 days before they test positive. So they're going to go right through airport screening. And then when they get the infection and everything, they're not going to self-report to the CDC because they're on a mission from their God, they think. Do you see how easy this is for a terrorist nation to carry out now? Now that this biological weapon is an open source asset for every psychopathic nation in the world. Every kamikaze nutcase terrorist in the world who wants to cash in on virgins is now able to just load up on coronavirus, just start marching through airports and subways and restaurants and movie theaters, or just crapping all over the streets in San Francisco, since that's apparently a normal accepted legal practice now in that city. And by the way, it's confirmed that coronavirus is present in the feces. So then you just wait for that feces to get washed down the storm drains. And then you have coronavirus covering all the beaches of the West Coast. It's like the perfect, you know, evil genius biological weapon deployment system, totally untraceable. It costs almost nothing. Talk about asymmetrical warfare. This costs nothing, but the consequences are apocalyptic. So the reason I'm saying all this is because I want you to think ahead. I implore you to understand that even if we beat this first wave, well, the cat's out of the bag. The weapon source code is out there in the world now, and enemies of America are going to harvest it, fine-tune it, and redeploy it. So from this day forward, none of us are safe anymore until we have experienced a coronavirus infection and have immunity. But none of us are safe given the fact that the economic implosion that would follow an outbreak in a place like California would be catastrophic to the United States of America, which is exactly what China wants to accomplish, or what Iran wants to accomplish, or North Korea. Heck, North Korea, they probably spent billions of dollars trying to get their missiles to fly straight and not plunge into the ocean, you know, have multiple nuclear warheads in the cone and have it survive reentry into the atmosphere. They could just spend, you know, 1/1000th of that, just line up like 100 North Korean volunteers, go to China, get infected, come back, we'll put you on a plane. Like, that's the whole weapon program right there. And it would work. And no one's talking about this. Not the CDC, not the mainstream media, of course, because they're scientifically illiterate. No one's talking about this, except, you know, myself here. So once again, when I talk about it, it's way ahead of the mainstream media. You might hear other people eventually talking about this in the media, especially after a weapon is deployed, and they wonder, why is there an outbreak all over the East Coast or something? Well, maybe it wasn't a failure of the CDC. Maybe it was a deliberate deployment. That day is coming. That day is coming. I mean, it's even more it's more effective than drone warfare. You know, drone swarms. Everybody's worried about drone swarms. Like, China's going to ship a giant 40-foot container close to the Los Angeles port. The top is going to open up, and a swarm of drones is going to pop out the top, and every drone is going to have a little explosive charge on it. They're just going to swarm around the city and just, like, dive into people's faces and blow up and just kill people. Well, that's like, okay, that's a Hollywood movie, but it's even easier for them to just release the coronavirus in the LA port. Just deliberately contaminate a bunch of products that are being shipped in. China is shipping food supplies in every day. China is shipping herbs, superfood, supplement, raw materials. Heck, most of the superfoods that you buy at Whole Foods come from China. Did you know that? It's all made in China, grown in China, processed in China. The vitamins, the vitamin C, nearly all the vitamin C is made in China. Not ours, of course. We don't trust China. But can you imagine if China really wanted to deploy this? It just starts spiking all the vitamin C. And then or spike all kinds of exports. And Americans would just eat it right up, quite literally. So this is a whole new level of warfare, folks. And because it's untraceable, it provides the willingness for nations to deploy this weapon without any fear of retribution, because they can deny any knowledge of it. Even if it's in the vitamin C, they can say, well, we didn't know it was in there. We must have been subjected to sabotage by some other country or whatever. Or heck, they're always shipping stuff to people all over from Amazon.com and shipping things from China. They just drop a little sample of viruses in every package. There's all kinds of ways they can get this to America. It's not complicated. It's the easiest thing in the world. We have an open border too. People walk right across. Just send somebody from Korea who looks kind of Mexican, call him Juan, and he walks across the border and just starts crapping in the streets of Houston. No one's going to notice, because Houston's kind of dirty anyway. It's just going to be another day in Houston. And then all of a sudden, you know, the pandemic is spreading. So understand, this is a whole new level of warfare. If we survive the first wave of the accidental deployment, just wait until you find out how difficult it's going to be to stop the deliberate deployment, the weaponization deployment of this virus. Now, by the way, some people in China think that's already happened. They think that this virus was a United States weapon that was deliberately deployed in China. That's their theory, that this is a Trump weapon. Have you thought about that possibility? That's kind of interesting. Maybe they're not wrong about that. Who knows? We don't. There's no way we can know. But it does. It's, at this point, it's almost irrelevant who started it, because it's out there now. Every rogue nation in the world is going to get their hands on it now. Everybody. We're in real trouble now. This is just going to be the beginning of a wave of multiple pandemics for the rest of our lives. So it'd be good to have some good functioning immunity as all this goes down. It's not going to get any better. So stay informed, of course. Read naturalnews.com. I'm one of the few voices out there telling the truth about this. Of course, I'm banned everywhere because I do tell the truth. That's why you got to go directly to naturalnews.com. Type that into your browser, or go to brighteon.com and check out my channel, HR Report. We also publish a website called outbreak.news. You can check that out too, outbreak.news, and you'll be well informed, way better informed than anything you would get from the mainstream media. But thank you for listening. Thank you for paying attention. I'm here trying to help you, to try to give you the information and knowledge that may, in fact, help you save your own life. Because I want us to survive this. I don't want to see humans suffer and die from a genetically engineered bioweapon, which is what this is. Thanks for listening. When it comes to prepping, you not only need good products that can help keep you alive, awake, aware, and nourished during difficult times, you also need products you can trust. At the Health Ranger store, we do extensive laboratory testing using an in-house lab that's ISO accredited. It's inspected, it's audited. It's a 2-year process to even get that accreditation. We use multiple mass spec instruments, state-of-the-art science. I'm a published science author as well and a patent holder on several technologies, some of which we use variations of in our lab. The purpose of this lab is to help you make sure you get clean foods, superfoods, storable foods for emergency preparedness and survival use. We have a certified organic lab-tested, what's called Ranger Bucket collection of storable foods with some survival gear in the buckets to help you even boil water and cook those foods and so on. It's a fantastic product. We can barely keep it in stock even during normal times. In a crisis, we'll be wiped out of this product because it actually takes us a lot of time to make those products. But if they're in stock, you can get them now at healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. In fact, go to that URL, healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike, and you'll see some of our survival and preparedness supplies, including iodine, colloidal silver products, and gel first aid products, storable foods, superfoods, medicinal herbs for first aid, and much more. We have a lot of products for you to help you be self-reliant, to be safe, to survive difficult circumstances, natural disasters, and all kinds of things. If you want to get prepared, do it with us at the Health Ranger store so that you know you're getting safe, clean, laboratory-verified preparedness foods, supplements, and other related products. Again, the URL is healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. All one word, no spaces. Prep with Mike. I'm Mike Adams. Thank you for your support.